The Joburg Council is voting right now on who will replace Herman Mashaba as the next mayor of Joburg. I'm actually having a look at all the monitors around us. We watch the news channels during the course of the show, and that gives us some idea of exactly how things are proceeding. But, there's a lot of to-ing and fro-ing. People are walking about in the chamber. You know, we're not seeing a lot in the way of progress there. Things are going very, very slowly indeed. And, of course, we'll keep you updated as soon as we hear anything on that. But we know the vote was postponed last week, ostensibly to determine the numbers that make up that majority, 50 plus 1%. And for the first time, the EFF has put up a candidate for the position. That, of course, is an obvious shift from their stance of not having wanted to run in any of the metros where they were kingmakers in the 2016 local government election. So I'd be interested to hear from you when you look at these three candidates, the EFF fielding, a candidate as if this was something that they had always planned to do. So clearly a slight shift there from their past practices in that regard. The ANC fielding a candidate who's been accused of corruption, so that in itself is a controversial thing. Not so long ago, if you'd watched visuals of what was coming out of that chamber, you'd have seen the ANC councillors singing and dancing jubilantly because they believe that their candidate is going to be elected. And of course, the DA is putting up an MMC who's already fairly experienced and who's alleged to have had quite a lot to do with sorting out the hacking problem there in the last few weeks. Now, EWN's Ntakwana Ngatane is at the Joburg Council for us, where all of this is unfolding. Ntakwana, hi. How close are we to finding out who our next mayor will be?
Well, Joanne, nowhere near really. We're kind of halfway through the first round of voting. We expect that to be at least two rounds. Because what's expected to happen is that in the first round, if there is no outright majority winner, then we have to go into the second round. And into that second round, the candidate with the lowest number of votes in the first round will be eliminated, and then the two will go into a runoff. So if we get a winner there, then the likelihood is that their vote will be over. But if we don't, then another sitting will be convened within 7 days. And at that seating, if there is still no winner, that is, if the two candidates that are remaining get equal votes, then the presiding officer, who we expect probably will be the speaker, will then have the deciding vote, and only then will we know. So the likelihood is that we go into two rounds today, or that's in another 7 days, is another seating joint.
So, Ntakwana, I mean, some people are saying that this postponement wasn't really intended to investigate the law around what constitutes a majority, but was more to give the DA time to court the parties whose support its candidate needs.
Well, this is what the ANC has been saying, which is why they came out seething, really, from the last meeting, because they were saying that there really was no need for the speaker to run consult, because whatever laws and regulations and rules were used in 2016 should have applied now. However, Joanne, what you might see as a difference this time around is that the voting is likely to be very close and tight, because all three parties are fielding candidates, that's number one, but also none of the three parties have an outright majority.
Right.
So if neither of them do, if none of them do, then the likelihood is that you're going to have an indefinite deadlock. And so perhaps what the speaker did was advisable. And if you look at what he found out from that legal opinion, what it has now done is that it made it easier for the speaker to then use a majority of votes that have been cast. Let's take an example. If the EFF, or let's say the ANC is eliminated in the first round, or the DA is eliminated in the first round, and so you get to the second round and members of the ANC or DA or EFF then decide that they're withholding their vote or spoiling this. What that means is that you're going to have another ending deadlock, because at that particular point in time, if you're still using the total number of councillors in the chamber, then you're never ever going to get an outright majority of 50% plus one of that number,
right,
because that would mean that the members of that particular party have withdrawn their vote. So what he's now done, the legal opinion says you should look at the total number of cast and valid votes. So what that means then is that if anybody decides to withhold their vote in any round, then that means that you only consider the votes that have been cast. However, what the EFF is now saying, Joanne, is that What that means is that you're probably going to get a mayor who does not have support of the whole of the council or the majority of the council. What happens if that mayor then wants to pass a budget when you have not made sure that they have the 50% plus one of the total number of councillors? However, the ESF, or the rather the DA and the ANC, have won to have this legal opinion adopted and used in this particular post. Joy?
All right, Dagwana, thank you very much for watching that for us. We'll be touching base with you throughout the show in one way or another to just find out exactly how things are developing there. Our reporter, Dagwana Ngatane, who's keeping a very close eye on the developments, she's just told us that the first round of voting has ended.